Welcome back, stoners. Welcome to Stoner Talk. I am your host, B.C. All right. And today, stoners, we're going to talk about something that should be common, but it's very rare. We're going to talk about something that if we all utilized it, it would save lives, marriages, relationships, friendships. We're going to talk about understanding. All right, let me light my thing. Cherry Kush. Anyways, I want to talk about understanding, okay? Now, you know, the world is full of 7 billion stoners and stonettes. I really don't like the name stonettes, but I can't think of anything better for my female stoners. But anyways, there's a lot that okay, I'm not going to sugarcoat or anything for you stoners. I'm going to really get down to the nitty gritty. We need to really start to understand one another. Okay? The world has been put in this, let me get me right, then I'll get you way of thinking for too long that now it's embedded in our DNA. You know, my mom said something early on her Facebook Live that nobody does anything out of the kindness of their heart anymore. And I had to agree with her. If anybody gives you a dollar, if you make $2 the next day, they will remind you of the dollar they got for you. Whether they want you to pay it back or just to let you know, hey, if it wasn't for me, you wouldn't have had that $2. But anyways, let's move forward. Nobody thinks of the other person anymore unless it's convenient for them. You know? It's now... If somebody say, I put it to you like this. If somebody say, the top nigga in your hood, you heard me say, man, look, that's my motherfucking hitter. You know what I'm saying? If I point my finger, he dead. You know what I'm saying? I gotta take care of this dude. That's my brother. People will hear that and be like, you know what? That's real. I don't think it's real. I don't think it's real because if that man didn't do what he do for you, he wouldn't be your brother. See, my brother is my brother no matter what he does, if he does anything at all. Because that's family. There's a word that used to be around, not used that much because people have smartened up, but it's called unconditional love. It sounds like a fairy tale, doesn't it? Unconditional love? You mean to tell me there is no condition that you won't stop loving me? There's always a condition. Even love has an expiration date. But the reason why it has an expiration date, because people feel like even within love, the most purest thing we have on this earth, even within love, you owe me for loving you. I put food on a table, woman. So you owe me. Why can't you do that out the kindness of your heart? You're the breadwinner. So it's only right that you put food on a table. Why make me feel bad about something you're supposed to do? I believe we are all put here on this earth to serve. See, everybody wants to be like the guy, right? You want to be the guy. You know, you want to be the man, you want to be LeBron, you want to be Michael Jackson. But everything ends in service. No matter what you do, it ends in serving the next man. It's embedded in our code as human beings. Okay, stoners? Think about this, okay? Think about it this way. No matter what job you do on this planet Earth, No matter what your job is, whether it be a YouTuber, whether it be a Fortune 500 business owner, no matter what your job is, it is in service to another person. No matter what your job is. Everybody is walking through life trying to figure out how to create something for the next person. But because of capitalism, you know, the almighty dollar, and that, you know, let me get me right, then I'll get you. You know, we don't really notice that much. Okay, stoners? Y'all digging where I'm coming from now? Nobody does anything from their heart anymore. There is no understand. Man, I understand what this man going through. I got it to spare and to give. Let me hold this person down. You know, people only give change to the bums on the street because they don't want to miss their blessings. You know, man, but I actually hear people say this dumb term when they give a dollar or $10 to the homeless on the street or whatever. Be like, ah, God gonna bless me for that. What? So you mean to tell me, even though you know this man needs it, you have it to spare, you only gave it to him because you know it gets you blessings with the Almighty? That's my point, stoners. Nobody loves unconditionally anymore. You know, your woman loves you until you cheat on her. You know? But though, hey, that goes back to understanding. Is she woman enough? Is she grown enough to step back and say, hold up, did I do everything I can? You know, the 80-20 rule still stands. Your woman or man will only give you 80% of what you need and what you want, no more, no less. The other 20%, you got to deal with that. No woman's perfect. No man's perfect. But if you can step back and say, I gave him my full 80%, you know, then okay. But are you woman enough to step back and be like, man, every time that man came home from work, all I did was nag and yell at him and stuff. Only time he had peace is when he wasn't here. Oh, man. When he's just chilling, trying to play the game, trying to clear his mind, I'm at his neck because I don't like him on the video game, even though I don't really care. You know, and it's the flip on that, stoners. The men. If your woman cheats on you, are you man enough to step back and be like, well, I was a dog. First of all, let's start there. You know, for some of my stoners. Are you man enough to step back and be like, I understand where she's coming from. You know, it's not like I took her out to places. It's not like I made her feel like a woman. It's not like I complimented her every day. It's not like I was the one sending her text messages every morning just to let her know, hey, babe, I'm on my way to work, but you know I'm thinking about you, man. I know it sounds corny, but guess what? She'll chuckle, she'll smile, she'll breathe through her nose a little bit. You know, like, that boy crazy. It's the understanding where we find middle ground is where we find our soul. The understanding of another man, of another woman. You know, a person comes to your neighborhood and kills 10 people. You automatically look at that guy as a mass murderer. He needs to be thrown in the electric chair. But upon understanding this man, those 10 bodies raped his daughter. Now, I know I just took it to the extreme, but you get my point. We are all put here for a reason. I don't know what the reason is. Why are you asking me? I flick you. Okay? I don't know the reason. You know? Yes, I say we are all here put for servitude. We are all here to service the next man. But I think it's more than that, though. You know, because the angels serve. So he wouldn't make more servants. He just gave us the blessing that the angels have. You know, the angels were created to serve one another and to serve God. We were created to serve one another, serve God. Question mark, question mark, question mark. I'm not sure, you know, but I'm an open thinker and I like to think about things and you know, why we here is my big thing. And I don't think it's just to be a service to the next man, even though I think it's a crucial part of it. But I don't think the Lord make mistakes, and I also don't think he does the same thing twice. So that's why I say there's a bigger picture to us. But I do know we are here to service the other man, to make sure our neighbor is good, you know. I remember growing up as a kid, you know, in Bridge City, you know, like I was so close with everybody in the neighborhood that first of all, I thought we were all related. I thought everybody was family because like I never knocked on a door. You know, you give that little, whoa, what's up? DC in the building, what's going down? Hey, boy, what you going down? That's almost every house in Bridge City for me. Because when I was coming up, you know, everybody looked out for everybody. You know what I'm saying? Even the dope men wasn't trying to put me on a pack and make them more money. They knew I had a talent for rapping and entertaining. They gave me advice and sometimes money. That's called taking care of your neighbor, you know? But nowadays, we're on a different path. You know, we're on a different path, and this coronavirus thing is really putting everything in perspective for everybody. You know, it's really showing who you are, to be honest with you. You know, can you understand that if you're a working man like myself, your woman is in the house all day with the kids if y'all are blessed with so? She's cleaning, she's cooking, you know what I'm saying? She's taking care of the dirty diapers. If they ain't dirty diapers, she's taking care of their weirdness. You know, when you come home, dinner be ready in an hour. You know what I'm saying? You need your dick sucked. You need some butt. Can you understand if she gets frustrated sometime and just want to lash out? Can you understand that sometimes she just don't want to be around y'all and want to just go? She don't know where she going. She just want to go. Can you put your insecurities to the side and understand where she's coming from? Women, can you understand that when your man's been out in the earth, I'm going to say earth, when he was out in earth all day, making sure that bacon get brought home so you could fry it up, he's dealing with things out there. He's dealing with his boss, the annoying coworker, the dumb bitch that's always messing up his clock out slips, you know? Just life in general bothers him. When a king comes home to his castle, if it's not an immediate threat, you leave that man alone. Did he pay the bills? Did he fuck you good? Is he taking care of what he's supposed to be taking care of? Leave that man alone until he wants to be messed with. Because the world been messing with him from whatever time he left that house to whatever time he got back. That's base. You ever played hide and seek as a kid? Base. That's base. The world has to stop chasing him. So he'll be damned if he get tagged when he's off and he's on base. In other words, my lady stoners, we realize you're at home all day taking care of the kids, taking care of the home and doing your thing. We understand you gotta lash out a little bit, you know, and for the most part, we'll take some of that. But please understand where we're coming from. And I guarantee you, we will meet a middle ground where we both can be happy. Okay, stoners? That's how you handle that. That's how you handle life, I believe. I believe you handle life by handling it like the old saying goes, treat others how you want to be treated. I want everybody to be nice to me. If I need, I want somebody to offer, my pride too big, I'll probably decline it. But just the thought of knowing you got my back is a comfort. Oh, and the most glorious thing you could say after giving something to somebody, don't even worry about it. Oh my God, you just helped me out and now I don't even have to worry about a second debt. That's a blessing in itself, stoners. All because of, I understand, man. I totally understand. And hell, I ain't even got to go through it to understand it, because I know I wouldn't want to go through it. So let me try and help you get out of it as fast as possible. You dig what I'm trying to tell you, stoners? Understanding is key. We have to understand each other. I mean, hell, let's keep it a buck. If we had understanding, racism wouldn't be around. You know? Like, I feel very strongly about this one, because, you know, when my mom said that quote, when my mom said out on our Facebook Live that, you know, nobody does nothing out the kindness of our heart, out their heart anymore. You know, everybody, you owe everybody if they do anything for you, you know. When she said that simple comment, I literally thought of every single person that has done something for me. Every single person. And I can only think of two people. Now, if I'm wrong, hey, email me, DM me, text or call me. You know? No, now that I think about it, three. I can only think of three people in my entire 35 years on this earth who has done something for me and not only didn't want nothing back, get offended if I even try to. And that is my brother King Poe, my brother Be Focus, okay? And last but not least, my brother Jeremy White. Those three people, I ain't gonna tell you which did which and who did what, but those three people have given me a place to stay. Literally given me the clothes off their back. You know what I'm saying? Fresh shoes. Money in your pocket. Oh, and by the way, if you don't got one, BC, I got a job for you paying $18 an hour whenever you need it, bro. Those three individuals never has done something for me and made me say, hey, yo, this is what I owe you. Hell, me and Paul, King Poe, that is, I didn't give him bud so many times and he didn't give me bud so many times and we'd say, I'm going to hit you right back. We don't even be remembering that. Like, literally, he'll be like, hey, yo, hit that $20 I owe you. Oh, yeah, really? Huh, bro? And I smoked damn that 7 grams with him. That's understanding, because if I call one of those three, they understand where I'm coming from. They understand that I'm hurting. And out the kindness of their heart, they don't want to see me that way. It's rare to find people that way, and it's even rarer to find people that way that you consider friends. And it's the rarest to find those people. And not only do you consider them a brother, they consider you a brother. You know, and that goes for my sisters out there. Understanding is the key to our salvation. When the shit hit the fan, and it will hit the fan, will you have understanding on your side? Stoners? Or will you be, you know, it's all about me and mine and everybody can die? I don't think nobody thinks anymore. If we go eye for an eye, everybody's blind. Understand why this person is doing what they're doing. Hey, and maybe once you understand them, it still might be bullshit, but at least you took the time to figure it out. I guarantee you will make more friends than enemies. You will progress way more than you decline if you try understanding. Please follow me on all my social medias. Mr. Super Duper BC. That's MRSUPA D-U-P-A-B-C. I'm sorry, stoners, I'm high. But anyways, yeah, follow me on all my social medias, man. Mr. Super Duper B-C, M-R-S-U-P-A-D-U-P-A-B-C. If you got you a PlayStation 4, getting ready for that PlayStation 5, the PSN is Mr. Super Duper B-C and the number one. That's all it is, you know what I'm saying, stoners? Now, please, after you turn off this podcast and you go about your daily life, try this day of understanding. Don't use rage. Don't use sadness. Don't try to be the victim. Try understanding. Just once. And see what happens. Stoners unite.